It's that time of the year when farmers are harvesting their crops, but it's not just fruits and vegetables that are harvested in the fall. Stinging insects are out in full swing just before the first frost. WNPR's Tucker Ives reports on one man who harvests yellow jackets by the pound.
For most of us, yellow jackets are just a nuisance. And for some people, they're fatal. But for Norman Patterson, they're more of an obsession.
As a child, I remember finding a wild honeybee hive in the woods, and I was fascinated by it. And that's really what got me into honeybees, which eventually got me into collecting hornets and yellow jackets for medical labs.
Patterson is one of about 25 people in the country who collect stinging insects for medical purposes. The venom is delicate, though, so in order to safely capture the insects, you need the right tools.
Every collector has his own traps. It's like a Jedi. You make your own lightsaber. So we all have our own traps, and we all believe our traps are the best. Mine, of course, are the best. I'm sure of that.
From far away, it just looks like a shop vac. The genius part is in the middle of the hose.
Clear plastic, a jug from Walmart, some PVC that goes in. It's an inline trap, so the yellow jacket gets sucked through vacuum power into the chamber, and because there's screen over it, it does not get sucked into the vacuum. They get caught in this chamber here.
Patterson travels around Connecticut, including this house call in Wethersfield. The yellow jackets were flying in and out of several holes right above the doorway, and the homeowner tried to take care of the problem himself.
Oh, I know what happened. This guy caulked. He had them coming and going from a lot of different places, and now they're having a difficult time getting into the nest.
This is the type of thing that Patterson frequently sees.
People try to solve problems, and they just make them worse.
Patterson's van is filled with various traps and tools for when he encounters the unexpected. He uses a crowbar to pry open what he thinks is the yellow jacket's main exit. Then he props up the vacuum hose against the hole and powers it up. Then we wait. Patterson later adds a second trap on the other side of the doorway. And about 15 minutes later, he's satisfied with the yield. Then comes the fun part.
Now this is carbon dioxide, and that's just going to put on the seat for a few minutes.
A few dozen yellow jackets just drop. This allows Patterson to transfer them from the trap to a cooler of dry ice. This will eventually kill the insects, but it preserves the venom.
First thing that seems to go bad on a yellow jacket is the venom.
Okay.
And the lab would be able to tell because when they pull the venom out, it'll be cloudy rather than nice and crisp and clear.
Patterson has freezers back home filled with more than 40 pounds of different species of wasps and hornets. He then ships them to labs in the U.S. and U.K. The labs pull the stingers off, extract the venom, and use it in immunotherapy treatments for people with sting allergies. They pay for stinging insects by the pound. How much? Patterson won't say exactly, but it's at least $500. That's why his customers receive these services for free. Tucker Ives, WNPR News.